Shalom, אנחנו קוראים.
We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 6, part 16, page 2075. The three olamot, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. We're on the table of questions to the matters, question 267. You can watch our lesson at Kab.tv and send us your questions. Selected questions will be here in the course of the lesson. The study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 6, part 16, table of answers to the questions. Question 267. Since the point of restriction rose to the place of Parsa below Atzilut, why didn't the Kelim invert to be Asiya above and Bria below? Again, question 267. Since the point of restriction rose to the place of Parsa below Atzilut, why didn't the Kelim invert to be Asiya above and Bria below? The answer is on page...
This is clear, right? We have Siyum, we have Parsa, we have Tabur, and we have the Gvul of Ein Sof, the border of Ein Sof. And then the Nekudot de Sag spread, mingled with Nehi Deak, restricted. They're restricted. And here we have the place of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Yeah, that's the place of Olam Atzilut. Now the question, why didn't this place invert? If this is a new place and that's the center, then with respect to the center, you have to have Asiya, and then Yetzira, and then Bria. Right? Because this is the zero, the lowest place. Right? So, it should have been this way. Why didn't this happen? That's what he asks. Is this clear? The question is clear? Not clear? Why? Where is there more light and where is there less light? Where is there more light and where is there less light? Comparing this to Tzimtzum Bet. If this is the point of Tzimtzum Bet, then the lights go around this point. If the Kli is not under the Masach, well, then it's under the influence of the Mekifim, the surrounding lights. Where is the biggest light? The biggest surrounding light is here, right? The Or Mekif, the surrounding light, is the biggest here. That's the big surrounding light. Where is the smallest surrounding light? Here. The smallest surrounding light. Or Mekif. Small one.
Katan.
Very small.
Kan. Ze barur o lo?
Is this clear or not?
Lama lo?
Why isn't it?
No.
Well.
First of all, if there's no masach, so how can we even speak about Asiya, Yetzira, Bria?
Surrounding, I don't know. These are places, I don't know. We're going to read it soon, what he says. But in the meantime, let's come closer to it. But hold on. Is it clear that the surrounding, in the surrounding lights, the order is the opposite than in the Yosher? In the Mekifim, the point, the central point, the point of Tzimtzum is zero, there where you have no surrounding lights. And the further away you are, the greater the lights are. Surrounding lights, compared to the Yoshio. As opposed to the Yoshio, the further away you are, the more important you are. The closer you are to the center, to the Yoshio, to the center, to the Tzimtzum, you're less important. It's not clear. Not understood. Okay. I see these questions, I see. Well, let's read what he says. Maybe he'll explain it better to you.
Answer 267 on page 2082 in Hebrew. Although the igulim, circles, had the power to reject them from the place of Siyum Raglin De'ak, because the power of the new center of the new restriction became more important, the place of Siyum Raglaim of Ak, below Parsa de Nikudim, and therefore they were expelled back to the place of Parsa. Yet, the Igulim, the circles, could not change their order to order like the circles, so that Asiya will be above and Bria below. Because, ultimately, they themselves come from Kelim Beyoshe, of lines, and to them apply the matter of above, below, of Kelim of Yoshe, of Tanihi De'ak. Therefore, immediately, when the Kelim came back to their place, the more important rows, which are the two-thirds of Tiferet, to their upper one, and the worst, which is their Kli of Malchut, descended below all of them, as the Kelim of Yoshe do. And even though, according to the illumination of the surroundings, Malchut, which is Asiya, is in a more important place, now it is not taken into consideration because they do not receive at all from the surroundings, because they are Kelim of Yoshe, lines, in a way that the Igulim, circles, rule them only in order to reject them from the place of Siyum Raglei Ak back to their place. But they did not rule them to turn their order of lines to the order of circles.
Is this clear? That's how he writes. Well, of course, you have many questions here, but that's how he writes, that these igulim, the circles, do not change the order of Yetzirah, the order of these worlds, the order of these places. These are still places. They do not change them. As they were, these places, Zad de Pina, Zaran Pina, Malchut, so they stand. Let's keep on.
Question 268. What are the two main Bechinot which apply in all the scrutinies? Again, what are the two main Bechinot discernments which apply to all the scrutinies? Answer 268 on page 2082. The first is, the purest is sorted out first, and then the worst of it, until the worst of them all is the last to be sorted. And it is so cursed until there is nothing more to scrutinize of it, and it remains as a klipa. The second is, before the highest degree was scrutinized, there is no beginning of scrutiny for the low one. And this is because every low one is sorted with the gadlut of the upper one, because the kelim of achoraim, posterior of the upper one, are cleaved to the kelim of panim, anterior of the low one, meaning achap of the upper one are cleaved to galgalta enaim of the low one. And during the gadlut of the upper one, Elyon, when he raises his own achab to be completed in 10 sefirot, at that time, galgalta and naim of the lower one rise and are sorted along with the achab of the upper one, as known.
Okay. What do you want to ask, Jerusalem?
לא שומעים, כן?
אתה שומע? שומעים?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
It's about the diagram where you drew the second restriction. The surroundings of the second restriction, they touch the center of Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction. There's an inverted opposite value. The second restriction, which is its value, the circles.
I don't know. We're not talking about that. It's not about that. You can ask whatever you want, but he's not talking about it, that. Why are you asking about the circles touching the line of the Siyum? Why don't they reach the line of Tabur or the Peh? What kind of questions are these?
Hold on a minute. The center of the first restriction is less important. This is the lower part. The circles of the second restriction, the external is more important. So the circle around the first restriction, and there's an opposite value. This is what I'm talking about.
There is an inverted value on the Kelim and Tzimtzum Bet. So these circles act more, and the Igulim of the Tzimtzum Aleph work in the vessels of Tzimtzum Aleph. What's the problem? These are whole different kind of forces.
No.
What? Don't you understand? That is like, I don't know where. It's like in modulation. You have two waves in a different frequency. One works in a frequency of 100 hertz and the other in 100 kilohertz. So do they affect each other? They don't. Each one has his own frequency. It's as if they don't belong to each other. In the air you have millions of different waves. So how don't they affect each other? They don't meet. They don't. What's going on with them? Where? That's the way it is.
And who determines more, who is more stronger? There are two waves, two frequencies here.
That's why he says, where did he say that? In a way that the circles that control them, only to push them away from the place of Siyum. I read in item 267 in the end. Where is it? In a way that the Igulim, the circles, control them only to push them away. The Igulim of Tzimtzum Bet, only to push them away from the place of Siyum Ragle Ak back to their place. But they did not control them to invert the order of Yosher, the lines in them, to the order of circles. They didn't swap the order. They just controlled them to organize them, to give them the new grade, but not a new order. That's what he says. Now, of course, there are many questions here, but you know, come on and see this, where it happens. When it appears, when it is revealed to you, you can ask. Ask means investigate, bestow, raise the man, and go ahead. That's what we have in the meantime to talk about what he writes. Next.
Item 269. Why there is the Bechina of Nekeva is revealed only from Abba Ve'ima and below? Again, why the Bechina of Nekeva is revealed only from Abba Ve'ima and below?
This means why from Zate Bina and below a force of reception appears, the Nekeva appears from Zate Bina, right? And below.
The answer is on page 2082, 269. In the Patsufim of Ak, the Bechina of Nekeva was only in Malchut, but the first nine were clean of any restriction and judgment. And even that Malchut is not considered the Bechina of Nekeva worthy for the construction of the Olam, world, because he saw and heard that the world cannot persist, and he stood and associated with it the quality of mercy. meaning Malchut of Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, which is associated with the quality of mercy from which begins the construction of the world for its existence. Therefore, the Bechina of Nekeva is revealed only in a place where the second restriction is already rooted. And this is from the Bechina of Yeshut, which are regarded as Beten of Abba Ve'ima, which are the meaning of Aleph, of the fulfillment of Vav, of Havaya de Sag. This Aleph is the meaning of the beginning and the rooting of the second restriction. And that applies both to the five, to the inclusive five Partsufim of Atzilut, which are the Bechin, and the Bechina of Nekiva is revealed only from Chazein below of Abba Ve'ima, called Yesut. Likewise, in every particular Patsuf of the Partsufim of Atzilut, because in every particular Patsuf there is Havaya, and Nekeva appears only in Vav of Havaya. And the reason for it is that every Bechina takes from its corresponding Bechina in Ak. And like in the two first Partsufim of Ak, there is no beginning for the second restriction, but only in the third Partsuf, which is Sag. And also there, the second restriction was rooted only in Nekudot de Sag, which are below Tabur of Sag de Ak. Likewise, in the Partsufim of Atzilut, the root of the restriction begins to be formed only from Chazein below of the third Partsuf, which is Abba Ve'ima in the degree of Sag, and they receive from Sag de Ak. Therefore, their Chazein below are mitigated with the quality of mercy in a worthy way for Zivug and Ibur, conception of Zon, but not above the Chazeh of Abba Ve'ima. Even more so in the two first Partsufim, Arich Anpin and Atik.
We learn that from Keter, Chochmah and Gar de Bina, the light still works, the direct light, Or Yashar, works. And you don't yet even have a trace of the created being here. Where does the created being, the Nivra, starts? Starting in the middle of Bina, he starts feeling that he wants to perform the same action like the Keter, like the root. Then he starts begetting out of himself and on, a will to receive until the will to receive reaches its final form, Bchina Dalet. The fourth phase. And we call this Galgal Ta'inayim, and we call this Achap. And that's how we learn this whole structure. Clear? This is why here you have the vessels of reception, and here the vessels of bestowal. Clear? Yes, what do you want?
I have
a question. Well, what is pure, Galgal Ta'inayim of the lower one or Achap of the upper one?
What do you mean pure? Regarding what? Regarding the Masach? And the aviyot, or the aviyot without the masach? The coarseness without the screen?
Galgal Ta'inayim of the lower one without the masach.
Galgal Ta'inayim of the lower is certainly more pure than the chap of the upper if you don't take the quality of bestowal into account. The quality of bestowal in the upper is greater than the one in the lower.
Can I ask about the influence of the light, first of all, on the pure skelim and then the coarsest skelim? So in that case, why does it work the other way around? Why the influence of the light works first on Achap of the upper one?
No. Achap of the upper is not in the action if the upper doesn't activate it.
Galgalta in name of the low one, it doesn't activate it, or
it does? Yeah, it doesn't matter. That is the lower. The lower that awakens the upper is the upper that decides that he awakens his achap to act. Okay? Yes.
Yerganash from Astana is asking, the circles of the second restriction, do they influence differently the kelim above the parsa or below the parsa?
No. They have the same action. It's not about below the parsa, above the parsa. The igulim are igulim. The circles are circles. They don't belong to the line. It's a whole different nature. It's like the radio waves you have. They spread out everywhere. They are blocked in some places. There's a blockage that they can't pass. But they themselves, they spread out. Yes, Akoka.
I have another question.
Well,
he's also asking, what's the difference between Galgalta and Enaim and the Kelim of Achap?
The difference? The vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal in the Potsuf. Yes.
In the previous item we read, he writes that the order of scrutiny is first of all from the purest to the coarsest.
Yes.
And then he says that the scrutiny is done, well, the lower degree cannot be sorted out until the upper degree is sorted. So how can be there a development on behalf of the low one if everything is scrutinized in the upper degree?
If we have, from above downwards, degrees, what is sorted out first? The upper one, right? This is with respect to the scrutiny, the sorting out. But regarding the raising of the man, it's actually the lower. The bigger the lower is, the coarser the lower is, coarser, more av, then his man become more important. They're more important. The more pure you are, the more the upper is purer, then the mud, his mud is more important. With respect to bestowal, who is more important? The upper is more important. The higher he is, the more important he is, because he has a greater force of bestowal. Regarding the request, the coarseness, the demand, the cruelty, the lower you are, the more powerful your request is.
So in the cascading of the degrees, it goes from the purest degree to the coarsest degree. The upper degrees are purest than the lower degrees.
Purer in what? In the Masach. Galgalta is the coarsest, but it's the purest. It's the coarsest according to the Aviyut, but it's the purest according to the Masach. It's the force to overcome, all in all.
What does it mean before the upper degree was sorted out completely?
Now read the whole sentence, I don't know this.
He writes, this in the second.
Where is it?
In item 268.
268, that before the whole upper degree has been sorted out, you don't start the sorting out of the lower one. That's clear, because the lower is begotten from the upper. That's because the lower one is sorted out with the greatness of the upper one, because the kelim of the Achoan V'Elyon are attached to the Gilgat Einayim and the lower. And when the time of the Gadlut of the upper, when he raises his own Achap to be in the 10th Sefirot, at that time they rise, the Gilgalta Einayim of the lower rise and are sorted out with the Achap of the upper. What's new here?
There's nothing here that the low one does.
He doesn't write what he does. He only writes about the action here. He doesn't write about the one who awakens the action. Of course, it's the man of the lower. Then the upper never wants to be in Gadlut. It will never want to be in Gadlut. You should also learn and understand as a result of this. Do you hear this? You never want to be in Gadlut, in spirituality. Only if someone is asking you to be there. Only if someone is asking, only for him, to the extent that he wants. Because he must. And to that extent, and by that I can give contentment to the Creator, I will perform an action of bestowal to this lower, or the one who's asking for it. And by that, I become like the Creator. I bestow to another, to someone. The Creator wants to bestow to the created beings. I bestow to the created beings. Do you understand what action this is? And then I, as a result of it, I break this law of not wanting anything. And I do go and I receive and I activate the Masach and the Aviyut in order to bestow to the lower, but only to the lower to the extent that he asked for it. Only for that sake I do it, not for any other form. That's spirituality. Is this clear? Good.
No, Saba.
Well, Grandpa.
Rav, ani etmol lo hayti bashiur.
I wasn't in the lesson yesterday. I want to ask a question about the surroundings, if you allow it.
Quickly.
Yesterday we learned that Chaya and Yechida surround around the point of Ha'olam Hazeh, this world. And the other surroundings, they circle around the Parsa. And you also said that the surroundings, Mekifim, of Chaya and Yechida, are those who awaken the Kelim. We also learned that Chaya and Yechida are included in the light of Neshama, supposedly.
Well.
Now, this awakening of the Kelim, it comes through Or Neshama, where Chaya and Yechida are included, because the two surroundings are below and they have no contact with the upper part, with the three other surroundings.
No. Are you asking who awakens the surrounding Chaya and Yechida?
No, who awakens the Kelim? You said that the Mekifim of Chaya and Yechida awaken the Kelim.
That Baal HaSulam writes that.
So I'm asking, the two surroundings of Chaya and Yechida are below in the point of Ha'olam Hazeh, this world. And we learn
Hold on.
The second restriction.
Second restriction, Chaya and Yechida are around the Parsa, around the new point of restriction. And the Igulim of Tzimtzum Aleph, when in Ein Sof there is Tzimtzum Aleph, they round themselves around the Siyum. We also learned it according to the diagram by Baal HaSulam yesterday.
Meaning all the Orot, all the lights are around the second restriction.
There's an interference here. Interference, where the waves from Tzimtzum Aleph and the waves from Tzimtzum Bet, how do you call it? Interference? It's as if they're interaction. They have an interaction. There's like waves of light. You have these points of connection between them, points that where they collide. There's a lot to it, but we don't learn that. These are things that if you attain, you attain. You can't learn this. You just should know that the study of the Ten Sefirot, even though it's six volumes, it's very limited, very limited. You also don't need it. All you need is an entrance, and you'll discover it all there. Where did you see an encyclopedia that writes each and every step of your life? Did you ever see such a thing? That you're going to go to school, what you learn there, out of school, what you do, etc., etc. all that. Where did you see such a thing about this world? Did you ever see such a thing? Such a book? No. It's the same in spirituality, just to put you into spirituality. That's why they write the books. Otherwise, they wouldn't write anything. Just to put you in there. All the rest, you will discover. And now we're going to discover... What else do we have?